Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with some of the students who will be involved with the musical coming right up this weekend, Fiddler on the Roof. So we're just going to go around and find out who everybody is that's here and what you'd like to say about the musical. So first.
I'm Sarah Shorley. I'm a sophomore, and I think this year it's been really interesting. I've been able to be a part of the cast and the pit, so it's a much different experience than just being a part of the cast. It gives you a new look at musicals and just how much work goes into the pit.
And that says to me that you have been involved in previous musicals?
I have. I was involved in middle school as well as last year as a freshman.
Okay. What do you think about this musical? How do you feel, you know, as you're working through it and you get done? How do you feel about it?
I think, well, after I get done being from a Sarah, I'm just this crazy character, and it's such a relief, but also it's just so exhilarating, and just the amount of energy that goes into it, I become a completely different person, and it's a crazy new experience.
Okay. That's a really positive experience. I think that's what the writers want you to do, is to be a little different than when you started out. Next.
I'm Aaron Rotfuss. I'm a junior, and the musical, we put in a lot of work, and it's going to be a really cool production after we're ready to perform it. So,
What about the staging and so on? Was that a challenge for the folks who do that work, or is it pretty common kinds of things?
I mean, it's pretty common because we've done it before. Like, most of our cast are upperclassmen, and we have a couple underclassmen, but we all put in the work to get it done and get it done right, so.
And what part do you play in the musical?
I play Perchik, which is basically a radical guy who comes in and tries to flip the town upside down. So,
is that you?
I'm kind of. But
a little bit on the edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, so then it's kind of fun to play this character.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it shows a different side, too, because they're all set in their traditions. And then Perchik comes in and he's like, yo, these traditions are wrong. Let's change them all. So it's a different outlook for it.
Okay, very good. Okay, next.
Hi, I'm Ethan Simmons. I'm Ethan Simmons. And I really like the dynamic of this year's musical because it goes so much from having like really happy and fun scenes, then the next one is really dramatic and serious.
And there's some really very fast kind of music. I mean, there's, again, I think in a good musical, there's the whole variety, maybe some romantic slow to that that's really kind of jazzy and gets us going.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that because you'll have scenes where it's like sort of one of the couples and they're just like having fun and dancing around. And then you also have the huge like dream scene where we're all running around and like screaming and like terrified and everything. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of different musical types.
And do you play a character?
I play the constable, and he comes in and sort of like messes everyone's lives up and says, you had to leave, so.
So he's probably not a favorite of the people in the play.
Most definitely not.
So you get rid of you, get out of here, go away. Have you performed in previous musicals?
I was in the musical last year as a freshman.
Okay. And why do you want to be in the musicals? What does this do for you?
Well, I just like being on stage and like the acting part of it, because putting on a new character, like you get to explore so many different like parts of your personality that you may or may not have never realized you had.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Katie Dare. I'm a senior, and one of my favorite parts about the musical this year is that I'm actually part of the cast. The past 3 years I've been part of the pit, and while it's fun watching everybody's feet from underneath the stage, it's good to actually be on stage experiencing the action and being a part of everything up there.
And do you have a part?
I'm Chandel, model's mother.
Oh, so you get to play an older woman. How's the makeup and the costuming? How does that take you into that character?
I mean, the costuming overall is really fun. Just like the skirts and the whole peasant look is, I really like it.
Good. That's good to, like it. Yes. And, now you said before you've been in the pit, I assume that means you play a musical instrument.
I play the alto saxophone and the soprano sax too.
So that's how you've been involved in the past. You can't do both, can you? Play a part and be in the pit?
You can, depending on like your part in the musical. Okay. If you have a smaller part where you're only in a few scenes, you could definitely jump underneath the pit and play. But
And so what does this mean to you? You know, here you are, a senior. This is kind of the end of your career in musicals in high school. Is this something you think you'd like to continue as a, you know, as you move forward?
I definitely think I'd like to continue it in college and try to get that more experience because I really like acting. It's good to experience things from different points of view, and you could expand your viewpoint of the world as a whole doing that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, through college and then communities need you. There are several communities around who have great productions. Audubon is having one actually about the same time. But then there are some communities who don't have them, like Atlantic.
And yeah, I could see myself like starting a community theater or something like that to get the community involved and get that more unity of a town together.
Very good. Very good point. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Anna Eichel, and I'm a senior.
Okay. And so what are you doing with Fiddler on the Roof?
I play the oldest daughter, Zeidel. She's kind of, she's the first one to break tradition, so... She wants to marry for love instead of being matched with someone.
And how do you feel about that character? Is that something you'd say, yeah, I think I like this, or yeah, I'm not quite that far out?
I like her character. It pushes me in some parts. She gets married in the first act, so then it's like she goes like past that. Okay. To life. Okay. It's a fun character. Yeah.
Okay. What about your past experience? Since you're a senior, this I'm guessing this isn't your first one.
No. I was in the musical all 4 years. So. Okay.
Why? What do you get out of this? It's a whole lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it's really fun. I enjoy it. Just acting, being up on stage. Memorizing lines, singing with other people, learning choreography. It's just a really fun time.
Yeah, and you're the first one that's mentioned choreography. There's quite a bit in here.
Yeah. There's a lot of songs that include a lot of people. So, yeah, lots of choreography. That's fun.
Who plans the choreography? Is that a student or is that a one of your instructors? Where does the choreography come from?
Miss Gasser comes up with the choreography and teaches us. Some of it comes from like watching other productions of it and pulling ideas from there. So,
very good. Okay, thank you very much. And next,
my name is Chris Krogh. I am Red Morka, the innkeeper.
Okay, and do you play an instrument also?
No.
No. Okay, so you're singing and dancing in Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
What do you think about the dancing part?
Well, the dancing, I kind of have a good knack for dancing. So whenever there's dancing, I usually help lead it. But some people, they have a little bit harder time to do the dance moves. So, yeah.
But you're enjoying the dance part as well as the singing part.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you participated in past musicals?
Yes. I've done in the seventh grade. Musical and last year during the freshman year.
So something you'll think you'll keep in your activities?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, we want to thank all of you and congratulations for being in it and good luck to you. I guess break a leg is what I'm supposed to say. Thanks. So now we want to just tune in a little bit here with Jared O'Donnell, and he's the leader along with Jennifer Gasser of this whole event. A lot of work, Jared.
Yeah, it does take a lot of work to put something like this together. We'll probably have, 40 cast members and then 15 people in the pit. So it takes a lot of work and a lot of time to pull something like this off.
But you're smiling, so I think you must enjoy it very much. Now, we've not talked about when it is, what time it is, what the price is. Can you give us those basics?
Yeah, it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 7:30, and the Sunday shows at 2:30. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for students. Activity passes are not accepted for this, since we have to pay rights and copyright rules. So.
And you'd like to see that auditorium filled to the brim?
Yeah, we'd like to see 500 or 600 people a night, and just because the kids are doing a great job, they're putting a lot of work into it, and there's some really good singing and acting going on, so it's going to be a fantastic show.
Yeah, anybody who's familiar, I think, with Fiddler on the Roof, at least in my mind, I'm all of a sudden I'm hearing some of those songs, and And what a message there is in this whole performance.
Yeah, and like some of the kids said, the last 4 years we've done kind of like lighter comic type of musicals and some fairy tale musicals, and this year we wanted to push them to do a more serious topic, and they're responding really well. Like, you know, Josh McLean, who plays Tevye, is doing a fantastic job. The three daughters doing the matchmaker scene is one of my favorites. And then I like the wedding scene with the whole chorus. It's a beautiful number. And then the Anatevka scene is just a beautiful number as well. So,
well, thank you to you and Jennifer and everybody who's involved with this, because it takes a whole group of people to make this happen. So thank you very much, Jared O'Donnell, who is the head of the band. Instrumental music is a more appropriate term. So thank you very much, and thanks for inviting students to visit with us. Until next time, here's a thought. Life is a succession of moments. To live each one is to succeed.